God is enthusiastic, excited, eager, passionate, fervent, keen, wholehearted about you, who you are and who you're becoming. And he wants you to have a right view of him in order that you might partner together with him in these days in all that he has for you. He is present in continuous and perpetual eagerness with all the fervour of rapturous love, pressing his holy designs. So says A.W. Tozer in his little book, The Attributes of God, Volume 1. He's wooing you, beloved. This is a love affair. And when that time comes, he's going to be as pleased to have you in heaven as you are to be there. Never lose sight of eternity, beloved of God. Never lose sight of eternity. When we are pleased, he is pleased. He's pleased when, as his child, you're surrendered to him. When your will is his will and his will is yours. When you're not in revolt against him, not seeking your own way. When you trust him and walk with him, he's pleased. He's not pleased when you're miserable and unhappy, disconsolate and in despair, when you're out of agreement with him. But his displeasure isn't anger, but compassion at your foolishness. He would give you all of himself. It's your inheritance, beloved. He is your inheritance and you are his. I wrote this after a time of meditation. I'm no poet, but it came from the heart. Uncreated, shoreless ocean, awe-inspiring and divine, hast thou said that I may own thee, mine? Mine to treasure, mine to love, mine to long for, till heaven above joins us for eternity in love. Mine, yes, mine, he is mine, yet more sublime, I'm his, and shall be now forever, until the earth no longer spins and all of heaven welcomes in. Then, he and I, in that bright glory, one deep joy shall share. Mine, to be forever with him. His, that I am there. He's going to be as pleased to have you in heaven as you are going to be there. So let's lift up our voices and praise him for our creation, salvation and sanctification, for his infinite goodness towards the children of men. He is eternally and infinitely good. Let's put away doubt and unbelief and trust him. Julian of Norwich again. God is all that is good as I see it, and himself is the goodness of all things. Almighty, all wise, all loving. God is everything that is good. Simply trusting, that's all. Trusting in his eternal, immutable and infinite goodness, his nature towards us. Shall we do something unusual? Shall we pray together? Father of glory, you have been pleased thus to reveal yourself to us, and we must declare you good. Assist us to search out as treasure more precious than rubies or fine gold the infinite beauty of your nature. With the Apostle Paul, we pray that we may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with you, for we must think rightly about you. Prepare our hearts for eternity, for with you shall we dwell, when the stars of night are no more, and the heavens are vanished away, and only you remain. In Jesus' name, amen.